Welcome back to Correct Opinions, baby. Today's episode's a good one. I had one of my favorites in a while. We talked about all sorts of stuff from the difference between visas and green cards. Maybe I have a visa green card. To another dramatic reading. Dare I say dramatic listening.
Mm.
Pine cones throw their seeds everywhere.
That's right. Today's episode is a super fun one. We also talked about one of the stranger questionnaire questions I've ever been asked. It involves getting intimate with a monkey. Tune in later today to find out what that is. And then we end the episode by talking about some of our newest stand-up material we've been writing, including mammals' milk. There it is.
Correct Opinions, we're back. Roll music.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
It's good to be back, man. It's good to be back.
We've been traveling. We've been hanging. We've been shooting videos. Or I don't know. Have you been shooting
stuff? No.
You've been amongst the buffalo. Are they in season?
No, man. I had some easy kills, though.
You would have had them.
Yeah. I mean, I guess Yellowstone National Park, they don't want you shooting the elk. But, I mean, it would have been an easy
layup.
Yeah. Joe Rogan would have had a field day.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Food for a year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I still snuck my airsoft gun in, but didn't seem to puncture the skin.
Right.
So they didn't mind it.
Still funny, though.
Yeah. Still funny. It was more of a tickle.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun for me and my family.
We just got back. We did a classic family trip to Yellowstone up there in Wyoming.
Yeah.
And I like to do it because you ever been on these trips? I love to mess with my mother on this trip because it's like a thing where like, oh, we're right in Wyoming, but also maybe Idaho and also maybe Montana. And I'd be like, Mom, I was like, you're not going to believe, but 100 yards that way is Oregon. She'd be like, oh, really? Are you messing with me?
Yeah, 100 yards that way is Oregon.
That's actually Nevada. I know. It's like you can't picture it until you see that map, but that is Nebraska right there.
Now, if we go up to this intersection, they call this the 6 points roundabout because if you stand there, you can see six states.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah. You forget that on a map. There's a little spot where six
all
touch.
Six touch. It's right up here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
I know.
It's six corners.
You can only see it on a globe. The flat map doesn't show up, but.
Do not trust the flat map. Mm-hmm. The globe, though. Yeah.
That's what you see.
100 yards that way.
It was great, man. We had a great time getting back. Little family trip. My mom cracks me up, man, because she's the type of mom. Is your mom like this? So many moms like this from the South Midwest where she just wants to talk to everyone.
Oh, this is my dad.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah.
At least everyone has at least one of the parents.
Yeah.
So we went to some restaurant and we had a foreign waiter. He's like, hello, everyone. I'll be waiting on you. My name is Bogdan. Thank you for joining us. She's like, okay, what was your name? It was Bogdan. She's like, okay, spell that for me. He's like, he was so nice. He's like, B-O-G. She's like, B-O-G. D-A-N. D-A-N. Bogdan.
Oh, it's so it's Bogdan.
Bogdan.
Bogdan. Okay.
You're saying it wrong.
I think I have a cousin named Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Huh. So is that your first and middle name? Or is it, no, man. Bogdan Uskowski. But
cool.
He loved her. They hit it right off. She learned all about him. He's going back to Romania. And
oh, good. What for?
Because we don't allow him to stay here that long.
He came for the elk hunting.
Yeah,
turns out it's not that popular here.
Right. Yeah.
You gotta go back.
Gotta go back. That visa. What's a visa? I have a visa, but it's
a different word
than a visa. How did visa get to just rip off the foreign U.S. visa?
I don't know because I have a business visa and I have a personal visa. Credit cards.
Yeah.
And one time I got a visa to go to Australia, but I could not use that to pay for anything. In fact, they kept asking me to stop. But I don't know. I truly don't know what the word visa is.
I also have a visa card that's green. And then that gets me very confused. So what is that?
What is that?
I don't know.
Those markers that you would write for overhead projectors, the name of those markers were vis-a-vis. What okay. is that?
What is that? Is
can
that
I can I get in? What country can I get in with those?
Man, I tell you what, if I because to go to anywhere you have to go to any country for an extended time, you have to do all sorts of stuff.
You have to do something.
I just no matter what, if all my family's like, we really want you to move, our whole family's in Australia, you need to come here, and they're like, but you have to do a few hours of paperwork. I'm like, I'm just gonna hang back because I hate that.
Yeah, I mean, this would be a modern reality show for millennials. It would be like, you have to just get to a different country without the internet. You can't Google the forms you need. You just have to do it on your own. If I will die before I get to Kenya. There's no way I could do this on my own.
Oh no. How did anyone do anything before the internet? They couldn't.
They couldn't. They did nothing.
We were talking with my family because I grew up where, the meat was just basically like, let's turn this into jerky to make sure we don't get a parasite or something. But at the same time, it's like, what temperature do you cook your chicken at in 1993? You can't just look that up. You have to go to the library and see what temperature?
I mean, people are eyeballing things they shouldn't be eyeballing.
Yeah.
I mean, they're building houses just by holding up their fingers like this. Like, right. This look flat to you? Gerald, look at this.
That'll hold. Bring in our biggest guy and have him jump around.
Yes. Is Phil sturdy enough to support a roof?
Yep. Okay. That's good. Just jump on it. We're good.
Eyeballing everything. This water is kind of bubbly. That's probably boiling,
I don't know.
Right?
I don't know how I would did anything. Anything.
I mean, just... Not even that long ago. Like, I think about, like, my parents. They met in college, dated in college, married outside. Like, I can't imagine just, like, having to, like, date a woman and just, like, hey, do you want... End of sentence.
Yeah. I can't imagine dating a woman...
At all.
Yeah.
Right?
Let alone without the internet.
with letters? No, but, you know, they would just be like, hey, I'd like to take you out on a date Friday night, 7:30. We're going to Johnson's Deli.
See you there.
I'll pick you up at 7. And, you know, we're just like, all right. And then, like, we both just have to show up 4 days from
That's
now.
That's why. Yeah, there's no...
How did anything work out?
There's no... I mean, if you stand someone up nowadays, you are just... I mean, you're an evil person. Because you
no text?
Like, no. Yeah. Like, back in the day, you straight up, I guess, you'd probably showed up and just... Can you imagine? You couldn't do the, like, we still good? And then no response. You're like, yeah, I'm going to just make other plans.
Yeah.
But you just have to go.
That is a thing I've started to notice more and more. Like, in a friend group, there's kind of like, I'm not checking to make sure. Like, I'm not explicitly saying, like, you're awake, right? Because we have plans this morning. It's like a text that's like, so pumped for today. And it's a message you send at 7:15 a.m. to make sure the other person's awake.
Absolutely.
But you're not being rude. You're not being like, hey, you're awake, right?
Just calling you to see how pumped you are for today.
Are you noticing how great this weather is, too?
Uh-huh.
Emphasize this message, if so.
Yeah, we're in the middle of Yellowstone National Park, and there's no service, of course.
That's your nightmare.
And I was like, we're going to die.
Uh-huh.
What do we do?
What if there's rain? We're down.
Get me out of here. It is funny. You don't think it, because back then, I guess you just didn't worry about it. Like, I'm thinking thoughts like, what if we're up on this mountain? What if I drop dead with a blood clot? We can't call anyone. Back then, you weren't worried about it.
You just throw yourself on a toboggan and scoot yourself down.
Yeah. You didn't think... You thought cereal was healthy back then. You just ate a bunch of grains and you didn't worry about a heart attack.
You had cigarettes for lunch.
Yeah.
And then went and hiked a 14er later.
Right.
Yeah.
If you go, you go.
Once you've taken the cell phone out of your hands, it's just like, man, I use this all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm Googling stuff constantly.
Yeah.
And just, I'm so dumb without it.
We were hiking and there was this girl sitting on the side of a trail who was like, she had a clicker. And as you walked by, she just clicked. I guess she was there. She was like a bouncer or something.
As far as you know.
She's like, whoa, who do you know here?
Hey. Oh, it's two guys, two girls.
We have enough dudes up here.
Yeah.
You trying to make this 14er a sausage fest?
Yeah, one of you guys has to stay behind.
Get real. But of course, my mother was like, what are you doing? And she was like, I'm a social scientist.
I'm a sociopath. I love counting people.
Yeah. So are you hired by the mountain?
Not really.
No, I just...
I'm a YouTuber. Have you ever heard the counting people up a hike challenge? Mm-hmm. I'm doing that today.
Yeah. Mr. Beast style. But she called herself a social scientist.
Huh.
And she just counted us.
Social scientist.
So that's quite the science.
I would love to see her resume. This is a girl who embellishes everything she does in life.
Right.
Yeah,
just her resume is crazier. Like, this is the second coming of Elon Musk. Like, no, she sits in a lawn chair and
it's clicks. Like, if you just read the first bullet point, it would say distributed millions of pieces of merchandise. And then you look at it and it's like, oh, she worked at FedEx.
Yeah.
You were talking about like a packing peanut. Yeah. That doesn't count. You had a minimum wage job at FedEx.
Dude, resumes? What employer is impressed by resume? I would be like, managed a budget of over $100,000, and it's like you just like helped someone who worked for this one thing at college, like plan a luncheon.
My dad was on the booster club, and I was in the concession stand with him.
Yeah.
And he had a big budget.
And he did.
Well,
and
not
he,
him, but not, this,
yeah.
the president did.
The school, yeah, yeah, you get it. Resumes are so dumb, dude. I can't do it.
That's a life goal of mine, like a little life goal, and I think I'm on the right trajectory, but to never have to use a resume.
Mm. Yeah, I don't see, I mean...
Things are going to have to go pretty south, actually, yeah. for me to have
pretty
to use one.
Pretty south, so you never know, but...
But yeah, that's a life goal.
Life goal.
That and figure out how to date a woman in a modern era.
Okay, those are two great goals.
I came up with both of them when I was 8. So it's cool that I'm in a position now where I've got one figured out. And one.
So far, so good.
So far, so good.
You're still in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, a lot of people were very interested in the YouTube comments.
they were. That was such a tiny part of the
You had podcast. A girl DMing you with a riddle to get her number, and you had the last, what was it, two numbers?
Last two digits were a little tricky.
A dime and then some.
You a dime and then some.
A lot of people, I think, they're guessing 14.
I saw 14 a lot. I got a lot of DMs. They're all over the place. I forget why people thought 14. Some people thought 11. They're just like, just add one to a dime, moron.
Yeah.
I was like, all right.
Some is not one.
I think there's some cleverness to it.
I saw someone comment that said, a couple is two, a few is three, and...
Foursome.
Foursome. Golf?
Yeah. She wants to book a tee time.
Oh.
Okay. Meet me there Friday at 7:30. Don't text me before then. Old fashioned.
Duh.
Yeah, I should have got that. So two things to follow up with. One, I was right. She's a sporty little spice. The Dwayne Wade thing was the digit 9.
Okay. I gave right about her, that. Very good.
Got adequate credit there. Luckily, some of you guys got it. Someone DM'd me. It was some Mario song, Let Me Love You. The lyric is, you a dime and then 99 or something like that. The number was 99.
You a dime and 99.
Oh, you got it.
That's the part.
You were going to let me struggle for a while.
You got a dime and then it's...
But up, up, you got a dime.
Someone DM'd you that?
Yeah.
That's not a good clue, though. You a dime and then some. You're supposed to be like... You a dime and 99.
And I thought the word some was in it. Sounds like it's not. Some is not.
Right.
That was added
you think
in.
You should be like, you a dime and... Yeah, I don't agree with it, but shout out. So you...
Probably could have went like Coke bottles on the wall.
Yep.
How many problems does Jay-Z have?
Yes. She could have...
J.J. Watt.
What? Y2K scare. Maybe that.
In December still. Though.
Yeah.
Y2K.
Right before, right, leading up.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. See, those are all better.
Those are great. Like, not too worried about a fever, but getting there.
Right. I like to think you didn't know, so you dialed the first, what, like 8 numbers, and then just kind of cycled through all the possible others.
Yeah, it's like, all right, I have truly 99 options here. Mm-hmm. Just put them all in a group text. What's up? If anyone's Christine,
just
text me individually. I'll be there at Johnson's Deli at 7:30.
Johnson's Deli. Okay, so you got it, and that was that?
I got it, and that was that, and okay. I'm happy to say that tomorrow night we are getting married.
Wow, okay.
Yes, I figured enough
is there
is
a
enough.
Riddle for that?
There is, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Like we have,
you don't know the location, or what's the riddle?
It's kind of the guy doing the ceremony is an old bullfrog, and so he's kind of like... Like, there'll be a series of riddles throughout the night to figure out your vows and, like, whose last name we get. And, like, really everything's up in the air. Old Who bullfrog. Wears the dress? Like, truly everything. So
that's fun. What's the bullfrog's name?
Jer. You Jer. Think Jeremiah, but it's just Jer. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Jer.
Is she a Jeremiah's witness?
What?
Jehovah. See, that was a riddle. That's part of the riddle, isn't it?
That's part of it. You have to go door to door
wow.
to find people to come to your wedding. Jeremiah's okay. witness.
Cool. I'm excited for you. That'll be fun.
Yeah, tomorrow night. So I'll let you guys know if it happens. We did choose to go the old-fashioned style as far as like no text or anything. So hopefully she shows up. Hopefully I show up.
Old-fashioned style.
Yeah.
Who's allowed to go?
Are you wanting to come?
Among them, yes. I just didn't know how old-fashioned you're getting.
Oh,
what's she look like?
She is, well, let's see. Let me just tell you some of the things that I like about her specifically.
Yep.
Her eyes are kind of this like bluish brownish color.
My favorite.
Yeah. Kind of hazily in a certain lighting.
Right, but like if you wears a green shirt, it's green. If you wears a blue shirt, it's blue.
Yes, if it's really dark, they're almost, like almost black.
Right.
And then when she is wearing a hat, her hair is like really like she like wears it up high.
She puts it through the hole.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Which is fun. But other times, if it's like hotter out, she like you put her hair on like a what?
Go ahead.
I couldn't hear a single thing, but the face you made.
Sorry.
I know that face enough to know.
I didn't say
it was inappropriate. Go ahead. And a dig at me. She will sometimes, when it's warm, she'll put her hair up in a ponytail, which is fun. Mm-hmm. She's fun like that.
Yeah.
And then I'm trying to think of other things I know about her that are like unique to her. Torso is good. She has an arm on each side, which I like. And I know she brushes her teeth. I don't know how often, but I know that she does it, and I like that. And I think she has a visa, which that was one of the main things we had in common.
Are you a U.S. citizen? I would love to date someone and just ask them all the weirdest questions. You are a U.S. citizen, correct? Like when you go to one of those weird things that I have to ask you this stuff. I'm like, so are you Hispanic or you prefer not to tell me?
Dude, that reminds me.
Why do you care if I'm Hispanic so much?
Oh, yeah. I've had to get all... this like COVID Walgreens thing I was filling out the other day. It was like, what is your ethnicity? I choose white. And then there's like a subcategory. And it was like, are you Hispanic or a non-white Hispanic or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Off-white Hispanic or something else. Like, I feel like I already answered that.
Are you a white Hispanic?
Yes.
You know what I mean? You've really assimilated and you don't like spicy food. Yeah, that's me.
You didn't even really enjoy your quinceañera.
This is a very specific complaint, but on Southwest, you know, fly there a lot, big fan. And when you rebook a flight, it has everything memorized, but it always makes you repick your gender. Have you noticed this? Or not?
Yeah, every time. Yeah, yeah.
Very specific, which drove me nuts for years. But now I realize, I mean, now it's a thing that can change.
Have you Demi Lovato'd? Let us know.
Wait, is she not a woman anymore?
She is in the middle.
They. I'm sorry.
In the middle.
They. Which gets, they need, it's they, not Demi Lovato, they need to come up with a better term, right? If you're not going to be he or she, we need something other than, they's already taken.
And non-binary is not that fun. I think they're...
We need like a... twee.
Clerp.
Clerp.
Clerp would be fun. Yeah.
Clerp's the best. We need something different. You can't just say like, we don't know, so let's just use they, them. That's already one. We need something fun and different to describe it.
Truly.
It gets very confusing.
Make them unique. Yeah.
You're like, imagine if you were buddies with Demi. You said, they're coming over. Like, who all is coming? It's like,
all of them?
No. Just Demi.
Just they.
Okay, well, do you see now you're making me ask more questions, so I'm very confused.
It's taken a while.
Clerp's coming.
Yes. TikTok comment. Yes, Clerp.
Yes, Clerp.
I would love to see that. That doesn't really make sense, but
you get it. Well, once you get the word in your brain and you associate it. Because, right now it's very confusing. You can't have these... English needs to fix all of the double meaning words.
I would like to see a remake of the Amanda Bynes hit motion picture, Clerp's the Man.
Clerp's the Man.
That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Why have they not done that?
Yeah. Think about they're the man. And you go into the theater thinking to see a group of people.
You're like, this doesn't make sense because it's plural to be in a sentence and it's singular. They're the men? Or they're the man?
They're the man. See,
they're the they is what it should be. They're
English
the them.
Is not doing itself any favors. Hardest language to learn.
This is why.
Getting harder.
Demi's making it harder. Yeah.
Shout out to Demi, man. She hasn't made music in a while. I feel like she's had a rough few years. But her stuff was fire.
Yeah. I love Demi. I love her voice. Love her
powerhouse
music.
Voice.
Powerhouse. Female.
You're still saying her. So.
I know. I was about to say like female power.
It's very difficult.
Just, I don't know.
Clerps.
When you said funny, like whatever, like questions, and it's like, it reminded me, have you ever given plasma?
No, I was scared.
Okay.
I debated it so much, but I never got to the point where I was like, I really need $40 this bag, which is good too, I guess.
That's a good life goal to have.
Uh-huh.
I did not conquer that one.
I knew some people who are like surely shaved off a decade of their life. They went like, they would like lie to like go repeatedly.
Like 2 days.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh. I remember.
Is it bad?
No, it's fine.
People describe it to me like it's a huge needle and like, yeah, it's like an hour of pain.
Oh no, not pain. Well, no, you're fine.
All right, I might go do it today.
I did it for like a summer, freshman year of college. It was great. But your first time going, it is like quite the onboarding process. They ask you all these questions. And I'll never forget this. And it says like, I mean, it's kind of crazy questions. You're dealing with blood. AIDS is in the mix. And then out of nowhere, it says, in the past 6 months, have you had any kind of sexual interaction with a monkey?
I mean, who?
Define interaction.
Define.
It's kind of a broad term.
All right. Let me. I mean, we were on different pages, and
there was a big opening at the zoo in the fence.
The monkey assaulted me, and they.
They have opposable thumbs. They once they get their hands on you.
Yeah. There's tough. Not a lot of saying no. It's horrifying. What person? If you ever actually do have a sexual interaction with a monkey, you think they're disclosing it? They're like, I got to be honest, nurse.
Got me.
I've got to be honest. Second base. The orangutan down the street.
Couldn't close.
Couldn't
get it done.
So I need to leave? Or
Clerp was playing hard to get.
It says that.
Yeah, it was something.
Which is how AIDS kind of came to be, right?
I think something that's the like most that. Widely accepted theory.
They don't know. I feel like we just blame it on animals, the ones we don't like.
Bats and monkeys.
Bats are gross. Just, yeah, imagine if they're like, yeah, COVID-3 is here, golden doodles.
We think it's the golden doodle's tongue.
Yeah.
You either got to chop it off or get rid of the doodles.
We can't blame it on that. Just say possums.
Armadillos, yeah.
Armadillos. Yeah, armadillos, leprosy.
Yeah.
They just blame it on the bad animals.
I'm sure.
Oh, how convenient. Cute little chipmunks can't give you a dire illness.
I'm sure a lot of animals have leprosy.
Bet they can.
Yeah.
Bet they can.
I remember hearing that when I went to Australia, when I had my visa, they said, now be careful. If you do see a koala in the wild, don't touch it. Every koala carries chlamydia.
Does it really?
That is quite the blanket statement. That sucks for the one koala who doesn't have it. He's like, right. Hey, come on.
Hey.
Not everyone.
I've led a pure life.
Yeah. A is for abstinence.
Come on.
Jeez.
Gosh. Marsupials over here can't get any love.
Yeah. I know I have a pouch, but no one's getting in it. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm clean.
Grow up.
Yeah.
I'm clean. So it says sexual interaction with a monkey.
If you had in the past 6 months... Which was good that they put that stipulation. Like, if you had it like, 7 months ago, you're fine.
Listen, between us, can we reschedule this for 3 weeks? And that'll be good to go.
I am right on the cusp
Don't
of
tell
this,
anyone.
The six-month mark.
What is it, September? What was 6 months ago? Spring break, okay?
No, I mean, like, it's my fault. Yeah. Zookeeper's off duty. It was spring break.
It was a street performer in Vegas. A monkey took a liking to me.
He had been on James Corden. What do you expect?
What do you expect?
He's a Hollywood monkey.
Cut me a break. I love interaction. Because there is an interaction and like...
Intercourse.
Or different words.
I think so.
So what's an interaction? You're like, I want to run this by you. I locked eyes with a chimp at the zoo. And there was something there.
I did.
I
felt funny on my front. It's hard to describe. Yeah. The front the monkey, of me felt weird.
I saw the monkey definitely was feeling it. They don't have pants on. And so is that qualifies an interaction?
Let's just say I've always loved the idea of the iPhone Pro Max. And when you grow up with an iPod Nano, it's just, there are certain things you desire and certain things you want. And, you get it, right?
You ever heard the expression, is that a banana in your pants? Are you happy to see me?
I kid you not. This monkey thinks there's a banana in my pants.
And I couldn't stop it. That's such a funny thing to... Yeah, I want to go donate plaza just to ask them that. Like, how many years have you worked here? 10 years? Has anyone ever marked, they just come back out to the waiting room and the person's gone. It's just the thing left. And it's just, they just marked yes and ran
they just
out.
Left. They know they're not getting in.
Yeah.
It's marked yes and they've erased their name.
Yeah.
Like, no one needs to know that I was here.
Can you not give plasma if you had tattoos?
That's probably a myth.
I think that's a thing with blood. I don't
Maybe
know.
a recent tattoo. Even then, though.
I don't know.
I can't imagine a tattoo getting... whatever. I'm not a scientist. I film videos in a living room. So what do I know?
Yeah.
I remember... Maybe I've talked about this before. I feel like I've shared somewhere recently about my selling plasma. It's oranger than you'd think. A little worrisome your first time going. You're like, Doctor.
Doctor.
Very orange.
Yeah.
Looks like
that might have AIDS in it, actually. Yeah. I don't know how.
I might have answered a few questions wrong. I don't know. But it turns out like a bright orange color is healthy.
Oh, I'm thinking of. Know what I'm thinking of? That hurts. Remember that that thing in 7 pounds where he gets bone marrow?
Oh, donated? Yeah.
That's I bet different. That hurts. Yeah. Marrow and plasma different. Plasma's just in your blood. How do they suck out blood and plasma and do it differently? Is it a different spot?
Everything comes out of you. Then this machine separates like white blood cells and red cells, blood cells that give you some cells back. I don't know which ones are which, but I think they give you the red blood cells back.
Man, the trust we have in plasma places. They can put whatever they want in us.
Dude, and these places are not, it's like going.
They're not nice.
Oh, it's like, it looks like everyone I've ever been on a Greyhound bus with is also selling plasma.
Right. Well, that makes sense.
It does kind of make sense, I guess, once you say it out loud, but. It's interesting clientele, and then me and my friend Casey, a couple 19-year-olds just coming in there.
How much do they pay you?
Your first 5 times, this is how they suck you in. Your first 5 times, $50 a pop.
That's significant.
Yeah, especially freshman in college with no job. Yeah. That was my job. And we would race, which was fun, because you can kind of go at your own pace. Like, the faster you pump your arm, the faster it pumps out of you. So you start to learn tricks of the trade. You're like, if I'm well hydrated, I can get down. My fastest time was 43 minutes.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I still remember it. Yeah.
What so did you? And then what? Is it drop way down to like $20 a pop, or?
And then this specific place, CSL Plasma, Springfield, Missouri, it would alternate between 20 and 33. So it drops down pretty significantly after your first five.
Yeah, there was in college. There was one on the busiest street in the whole town.
Really? So
brilliant. Yeah, I'm sure every college town has one.
Yeah, that is smart. We should open up our own.
Mm. Yeah. Maybe take other fluids.
Yeah, we'll call it blood and the Crips. And we will take blood and we will take bone marrow.
Yeah.
If you're crippled.
Mm-hmm.
Easy enough.
Branding. That's yeah, done. We'll take your bone marrow. $100. That would be a big profit.
Anyway, so that's my favorite question.
You know, there's like a dark web for organs.
I've heard of that. The Silk Road, you can get a liver on there.
I've heard a kidney you can go for $50,000 or something. You only need one.
That's something to consider. Yeah. Times get tough.
You always have that option.
Yeah, what is it? I think it's the Vegas Vacation where Cousin Eddie, he's like, I got a kidney buried out here somewhere. Figured it's...
Yeah.
He's like, I forget the line exactly, but it's smart. Smart investment.
Smart investment.
Only need one, and yeah, go ahead and get it out of you now.
Yep. Okay, I want to... It's been a minute since we did a dramatic reading, right?
Mm.
One of my favorites. And we have a dramatic listening, I'd call it. Okay. We have a lovely video where the girl basically just reads it off for us. This was sent to me by a fan. Shout out to that guy. And so please enjoy. It'll speak for itself. Here we go.
I read somewhere that pine cones only release their seeds when they're exposed to extremely high temperatures. That you actually need a forest fire in order to grow a new forest. I thought it was such a testament to how pain often breeds growth. How loss triggers self-discovery. The intensity of heartbreak can feel a lot like a forest fire. Like complete and utter destruction. The burning down of everything you'd so purposefully built. But the fire is a necessary catalyst. The fire induces growth. So Midwest Summer is a melancholic ode to love and loss. It takes you from the wildfire to the new forest. From frustration and mad at the mountains and anger and grown-up heartbreak to reconciling with loss in North Shore Ballad and eventual acceptance and clarity. Finally, to self-reflection and growth in 300 years.
Mm.
All a journey to the realization that in the wake of the fire, there's a new forest growing. I read some...
Okay.
300 years?
Yeah.
How old is she?
Yeah, say that again. What was the line?
I think she said something about, like, it'll grow back in 300 years.
This blog will be going for 300 years.
Or I think she got dumped, and within the next 300 years, she will
find
be able, she'll be ready again. You're not going to call it any names, but her Instagram, she posted this. She has 228 followers. Not that it matters how many followers you have.
No, it's a melancholic ode.
But it is Midwest summer. When you think Midwest summer, do you think horrible disruption and fires?
I think of two things. One, I think of that movie Midsommar, if you combine the words together.
And Casey's gas station pizza.
Those are the two things I think of.
Yeah, that are the two things.
I think of that movie and the Delta variant. Those are my two things
that
I think of. The just immediately yep, that come yep, to mind.
Those are the two. What do you think? So, any other thoughts?
Right off the bat, I just quickly Googled, because big science boy over here, I was like, there's no way that's the only way pine cones release their seeds. Googled it.
Yeah, kind of weird she's so worried about releasing seeds.
Let's do a few other things first.
Yeah,
come on. People don't necessarily like that when you just release your seed everywhere. Yeah. Okay, I talked to the monkey in Vegas.
It's actually really weird, because in Yellowstone, that was like one of the fun facts we learned, where they're like, that's how... Yeah, they
part Old Faithful is kind of a metaphor.
Yeah.
Have your parents talk to you about it if you don't know. Okay, kids. The earth is releasing every 45 minutes. You know what? I'll tell you guys. It's an iPod Pro. Mm-hmm. So it says pine cones, when they're fully open, seeds can fall out easily if they're shaken or placed in an oven at 100 degrees Fahrenheit. So, sure, okay. A forest fire could make a pine cone release seeds.
There's other options.
Or you could just shake it.
Yeah.
And the seeds would fall out.
Okay. That's good to know. So.
That was the first Google result. I didn't even have to look.
Are you a fan of metaphors?
Let me answer your question with a metaphor. Using metaphors is like a flower blooming.
Simile.
Dang it.
I was always tricky.
Yeah, it is. You can't. It's so easy to use. Like, using metaphors is like... No.
Yeah,
using metaphors is a flower blooming. That's because it. The only way to get a flower to bloom is if there is an earthquake
monkey around.
Followed... Oh. The zookeeper's on his break.
Yeah. Oh, man. I love it. So dramatic. So I guess the scroll I dumped wrote a song. And... Dude, you ever been like dumped big time? Or have you just never dated a girl in your whole life?
No. Oh, those are my only two options.
So it says it stands.
Well, quick, I guess, questionnaire.
Yeah.
Have I ever been dumped? Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you don't. There's a classic. I forget this just because we've gotten older and you see it less. But there's like a getting dumped social media vibe. Right? Right?
Yeah.
Where for a few months after, you're start posting like scriptures and poems. And this girl, some guy messed her up, dude. She had to run off and make a whole reel.
Went full blog.
Yeah. About how, could you imagine dumping this girl? And then a month later, she's like, forest fires breed the next cones. And then you're like, dang, what'd you do to her, dude?
I figured you'd just go to like therapy or call your mom more.
Yeah. I thought it'd just be like a simple Joshua 1:9. Little art thing.
Like, get away. Like, do a little, like, solo location.
Maybe, like, a drastic haircut.
Go to Switzerland like you've always wanted to.
Why do people get drastic haircuts when they get dumped? That's a thing.
Yeah, it is.
Why?
I don't know.
What does that mean? Maybe it's just a last-ditch effort. Like, maybe the bangs will finally bring him back.
He said it was my clingy personality, but maybe it was my bangs. Maybe I just need to cut those. That's probably what it was.
Yeah, it was the hair. It was the long hair. Guys hate that. Or do you guys do it too? You just like grow out your beard or something?
Like, I just need to switch it up. Yeah. That's probably what it was. Yeah, you can't even. That's why I had control issues. Because I couldn't control my beard.
Grow the forest.
You have to. And then you have to burn it down.
Burn it.
There is such a lot, Jenna. Like, I could not know a girl at all. And I could just tell you her relationship status just by like... the story she's posting.
That's a fun game.
The outfits, the amount of just like selfies, and it's noticeable and it's different.
Single, dating, married, heartbroken. You could easily spot all this.
You could give me like a blind taste test of all of them. I don't even need to know these women. Mm-hmm. I can figure it out. Give me a week on their Instagram. I can tell you the relationship.
Try us. I guarantee it.
Yeah. Do that at a show. Hey, meet and greet. I dare it. Well, we'll see how old this gets, but this weekend. Come up to me and say, hey, here's a girl's Instagram story. What's her relationship status?
What's her relationship? TreyKinney.com/tour for tickets, a.k.a. Charlotte, sold out, but this is hilarious. We're still crossing our fingers because anytime we've tried to tour, basically, like, they're like, hey, a tsunami is going to hit Kansas somehow.
It's the first time ever. This is the craziest thing.
And the very first show, Charlotte, my agent called last week, and they're like, so your show is supposed to be the last show at this theater for years, because the next day they're starting a massive renovation.
Like a 2-year renovation.
But they decided, like, let's actually start one day sooner. So they had to, I told you this?
No.
So they had to last minute switch around and change our venue.
Okay.
So all of a sudden, there's like 400 more tickets to each show.
And now there's probably, what, 1,500 people who now have to check their email to see that it's at a different venue.
They show up to that one. They're just like wrecking balls out there.
Trey's like in like a contractor.
This is a whole other level of canceled. Oh my, what did he do? No, so Charlotte now has, it's been sold out for weeks and now has a bunch of tickets available.
Huh.
So Charlotte specifically, come on.
Could be.
Good problem. I mean, it'll be bigger. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Cool. And so it's pronounced Charlotte, not Charlotte.
No.
Thank God we went over that. That would have been embarrassing. Charlotte, how we doing?
Just do that in every city. Mispronounce it.
Every time. Louisville. Louisville, Kentucky. All right.
Ooh.
Ooh. Feels good. Louisville Sluggers. Huh? You guys love the bats around here, huh?
You guys love those bats. Not that one. Ooh, there's a Louisville bat. We already did Louisville.
That would be great. There's just a horribly mispronounced. Joke in there. Buffalo, New York. Buffalo.
Cool, cool, cool. How we doing? How's it shaking? Yeah, it's happening, man. Can you believe it?
We're doing Charlotte, Reichmond, and Ashy Valley.
Ashy Valley.
Ashy Valley all this weekend.
Asheville, baby. Come on.
Always heard good things about Asheville. It'll be cool to see it.
Asheville. Come hang. A lot of, we've got quite a few tickets open up in Asheville. I think a lot of people not vaccinated. didn't like those new rules, which I can't control. It's funny, very few of these. I know y'all are cool and you're the best. And if you're coming to the shows, thanks for doing what you got to do, getting tested or whatever. But it's funny getting a few emails where they're like, "You got to be kidding if you think I'm showing proof of poison anytime soon. How dare you?" I'm like, Do you think I'm like the governor of this town? I don't know anything.
You're like,
I can't do anything about this.
You're like, no. Yeah. No, that's awesome. Yeah. So I am the talent, and I also am the one who pretty much sold all the tickets. I'm the one like booking all this. And one of the main things I'm doing is I'm also doing the COVID guidelines.
Let's make this more complicated.
That's one of the things I'm in charge of.
Yeah. It's like the venue is like, what do we do? I don't know. We have this Trey and Jake guys coming in. They shoot videos of themselves in dresses. I think they'd be wise counsel.
See what they think about the current health issues on the East Coast.
It is. I'm just pumped we're doing it because COVID's in a weird new spot where it's like for sure still around. A lot of people getting sick and masks in a lot of places, but it's like a simultaneous not caring. It's like every time I wore masks the first year of this thing, it was like, I can't wait for this to be over. I can't wait for this to be over. It's like I'm used to the mask now. But also everyone's forgetting about COVID. Do you see what I'm saying?
Kind of.
I haven't even thought of COVID in weeks. I'm wearing a mask, but I haven't even thought of
COVID. Oh, I see what you're saying. It's like disconnected from its purpose.
I'm just like inside, I have to wear this at this restaurant.
And it's not even consciously like going in your head that this is for the prevention of COVID. It's just like, this is just a thing.
Yeah, I haven't even thought of COVID in weeks. Dang, it was just a thing.
That's sad.
It's weird. Because usually it was like, oh, I'm sick. I can't wait to stop wearing this at restaurants. I can't wait. It's like my mind's given up. And I'm just like, yeah, at restaurants, I have to wear this for the 10 yards I walk to my table. And I take it off. It's fine.
I saw some tweet this past week. There was like a guy behind me on the airplane clearly hadn't flown in the last year and a half because the flight attendant handed him a little packet. And he said, dang, we have barbecue wings on this flight. like they just handed those like sanitizing packs on every flight now. He's like, wow, we got wings.
That's so funny. That'll be my new joke. You're serving us chicken wings? What's going on?
We're only flying to Nashville. That's not even a long flight. We get barbecue wings.
Yeah, like I said, I think everyone's over it. Because I used to get on a flight and you'd see so many people wiping down their whole chair and da-da-da. Yeah. I haven't seen anyone open those wipes in many flights.
They are tucked into the front of every seat on every flight. Yeah.
I can tell the flight attendant doesn't even want to hand it to me. They can tell I don't want to take it. I'm like, let's just do it.
There you go. Yeah.
It's fine.
That is a good point. Yeah, we're wearing the mask, but not like...
Like you're watching NFL games. There's a bunch of people in there.
Yeah.
I love that we've conceded. We're like, hey, if it's outside, there's just not rules at all.
Yeah, just
let's
go
put
for it.
100,000 people in this dome, but there's not a ceiling on it. So it's fine.
There's like a little opening at the top.
Yeah.
So it's good.
I don't know the science on that, but if you're outside, we're definitely COVID.
I think Fauci's good a football go. Guy.
Yeah, he does. He seems like that.
He strikes you as an athlete.
He's
you
like,
look
I'm
at
not
him.
Losing fantasy football again.
He's got broad shoulders, mm-hmm. big physique.
Right.
Looks like a football guy.
But yeah, see you at the shows. It's going to be a good time.
See you at the shows.
However, every city varies. So just... I don't know. Whatever they email you.
I hope it works out. I even texted you guys today. I was like, I cannot wait to see what kind of catastrophic worldwide event takes place Friday.
Yeah.
Something's going to go down.
And none of it makes sense because Houston wants you to get tested to go.
Okay.
But I also thought like Texas made that illegal to do.
Oh, really?
And there's some states that I said they're going to make that illegal. I don't know what's happening.
That's one of the more American things. It's like the federal government said you could do this, but your state says you can't do this. Oh, but your county says now you can't do this either.
Right.
But your mayor of your city says that you can't.
Right. Marijuana, very illegal.
Anywhere in
the country, unless you're in the state.
These 11 states are good. But there's certain counties in that state.
But the United States government says you can't do it in the U.S.
Yeah, what in the world?
But this... I don't know. I can't think about it because I'm high. Just kidding.
Guys, we wouldn't. Yeah. The whole gambling thing is pretty interesting. It's like...
Yep.
Fair game if you're in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Or on certain water. Or Native American ground.
Yes.
Why? What do these three things have in common? Like, right. Nothing. Like, what? I don't get the
just
rules.
Bad losses.
just got the short end of the stick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's everyone. Yeah. You just name three things that the house always wins.
There it is.
Wow. That was pretty good, actually.
Yeah, it was good.
Love when we compliment our own jokes. What else is going on, man? I just got back. We had a great time throughout the trip. A lot of family time. Who doesn't love family time? Yeah. I love going out on trips and just jotting down notes, potential jokes. Maybe you'll hear it if you come to any of the shows. We're always trying new stuff, right?
Yeah, I got a lot of new stuff coming this weekend.
I jotted down how women stand. You ever know some of them, they'll like contort they'll put one foot like behind the other foot. Like, I walked in on Katie doing her makeup and she was standing like a contortionist. And I didn't, like, if guys do that, I would throw out my hip socket.
Girls are much more likely to be standing with their feet, like heels tucked together, but toes pointed outwards, like a, I don't know, like 135 degrees
right
outwards. It's a very interesting way to stand.
A big thing in that whole area too is that everyone needs to have bear spray on them in case you get approached by a bear. You like mace the bear.
Okay. That was a musical. They're big on bear spray over
bear
there.
Spray, yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Idris Elba does phenomenal in it.
And it's, you know, it's like my mom would have bear spray, or like my sister. And it's like my sister, if from here to 10 feet, I'm like, throw me my car keys. She'd like, you know, we did the video. She like hit the ceiling. I'm like, you think she's going to be able to laser a bear spray in the bear's eyes?
She has a better chance of trying to throw you the bear spray and hitting the bear with it, using it as just a blunt force object rather than spraying it.
Like,
at it.
I think I've mentioned this before. Like, my mom and her friends went and got concealed carries.
Oh, gosh.
But, or not concealed carries. I think just a gun license to own one. I don't know how it works. I'm not a gun.
Federal government says something different in the state.
Yeah. And it's like, what? My mom. There's no, like, in the middle of the night, I think my mom's going to get up and just kind of tap somebody. Like, she can't turn the TV off, let alone a safety on a gun.
Yeah. My mom's never turned the soundbar on the first try. She's not. She's like lasering a 9mm.
Excuse me. Before, hey, criminal.
Hold on.
Could you help me with this?
I know this.
I know.
I've done it before. My son used to show me how.
She's like, what is it? Magazine.
You have to, I had it pointed the wrong way. Hold on. Oh, this is the remote. Sorry. Oh. This, I'm looking for my gun.
What are you talking about, magazines? Don't be looking through my magazines.
Hey, no.
Don't, especially the Cosmo. No, on the gun.
Clips? Yeah. No, I watch TikTok clips, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, man. That's...
Yesterday, I wrote down people who say they like to cuddle up with a good book. That sounds uncomfortable. That's it. I didn't really have any other jokes.
That's good.
Hardcover.
I wrote down this is all very nature filled. The only things in America that take 3 months off a year are bears and teachers. I don't know, maybe there's something funny there.
I like that. But you got to think, like, if there's anyone in the audience who is a bear,
what would they think? They'd be triggered.
Yeah. Keep your bear spray on you.
Like, we're still awake, kind of. Yeah. And then my cousins have a dog named Penny, but they've spent over $10,000 on it.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could go down that path for a while. That's pretty great.
And then just been going. I love, I feel like I haven't been to a wedding in a while, but I remember the, I feel like the first year of Correct Opinions was so wedding-y because I was going to like 10 a year. But I just like, as people get older, because when you, these young people get married, they're like, we just need like silverware. So like gift us that.
I need a fork bad.
But as you get, you know, if you're our age, like you kind of have like, what do you ask for? Like, you know, 100 people want to give you a gift. You have to start making stuff up.
Yeah, it's like I could use a really nice sectional, but I'm not going to expect one person to buy me a sectional.
What drives me nuts, some of these people go, here's a way you can just like partially pay for our honeymoon. I'm like, what? Absolutely not. The invite you sent me cost $20.
Yeah.
You just text me and there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, the pay for my honeymoon fund. I don't know. That's not my thing.
I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah, it's like a honeymoon fund. I've been to a couple where they do that because like, I guess, yeah, they're good to go. And
it's definitely, because in a pretty traditional sense, the female, her side of the family pays for the wedding, and then the guy pays for the honeymoon. So the guy's like, you know what we should do for wedding gifts?
Yeah.
Have people pitch in for the honeymoon.
Mm.
We can get that Tahiti bungalow.
Think about it. Yeah. Think about it.
Crowdfunding. A little That's entrepreneur over here.
Out of control, man. You went to a wedding recently. There was, what did you say, 17 bridesmaids and groomsmen?
Yeah, I think 12 bridesmaids and 17 groomsmen. Yeah.
Oh, you don't,
filled
you
up
don't
that church.
That side that often.
No, yeah, it was awesome.
It was awesome?
Yeah, it was sweet. It just looked so...
There's no... If this guy... There's no way this guy is close, best friends with 17 guys. That's all. Jesus had 12.
And he was a good friend.
Yeah.
He was really good
like
friend.
A really good guy. There's no way... Think of the guys you like talk to all the time. There's...
17, it's like almost unhealthy if you did talk to 17 dudes that often. It's like, you're getting married and you're talking to...
Well, if now if he has a wife, that'll be cut in half. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're supposed to talk to this person all the time and 17 people. You think he does?
I don't know. He might. I mean, I was pretty good friends with him and I didn't make the top 17. So...
Oh, you were a little... Ooh, this is a good topic. Has there been a wedding? Because guys are different, right? I know girls, there's a lot of drama. I remember like my sister or like my wife, they'd be like, so... you know, I got up like obviously these few, but then this one I'd probably put in, but she's like super cool and drama free and wouldn't mind not being in. But this girl
might shoot
me if she's not in it, so she has to be it. But guys don't really do that, but still, guys have those deep down, they just would never say it. I feel like there's been one or two I can think of. Have you ever had any where you didn't make the groomsmen or like the like in the wedding cut and you're kind of like, huh, okay.
This past one, I didn't care because like Grant really is the guy who has so many friends. So I'm like, yeah, he's probably got a solid 17. I don't know if I make the top 17. But there were a couple in college where I was an usher and I was...
And you're like, excuse me?
Yeah, I was like, I thought we were boys.
Usher, dude?
Usher. I gotta smell your granny down the aisle now?
You know what's so annoying is when you're an usher and they actually make you usher.
Yeah. I know I gotta talk to these people, a bride or groom. Okay.
And then I would fight it. Someone would tell me to do it. And I'd walk maybe one or two people, and then I'd just bail.
All right.
Like they can sit themselves down.
Yeah,
I'm so, and it's so. You're 23 years old, an usher, and I'm walking arm in arm with some other girl my age, while her boyfriend walks behind
us.
Oh
my gosh!
I'm just like, dude, I don't want to be doing this.
Awful scenario to find yourself
in. I hate it.
I kid you not. One wedding where I was an usher. This dude invited one of his college professors, which was also one of my college professors, and so I just am walking my college professor's wife down the aisle.
Yeah, like,
and I was like, this is just, I don't like this at all. I'll have it to you by Thursday.
Yeah,
I'm a little behind on some projects right now.
Is it a professor you liked or didn't like?
He was fine. I don't know.
It didn't like you because you could get a little payback there. Like, hey, how you like this, professor?
Yeah,
should have given me those C's.
Touch your lower back. Hey, have a nice night, man.
Yeah.
Hey, watch your step.
Oh, you got C's too, huh?
I see your husband has a type. Likes C's and giving them out. Giving them out and getting them back. Good for him. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I miss
weddings.
Really?
I haven't been to any in a long time. I've got maybe one next year. They're so fun.
They are becoming few and far in between. We're getting older.
I'm pumped to go to my first second wedding. That should be an interesting experience.
Yeah, I haven't been to one yet.
I haven't been to one. I feel like in the next few years, I'm going to experience that. That's going to be interesting.
Well, I'm having my first one tomorrow night. So, I mean, I got to be somewhat coming up.
You'd be close, probably.
I just don't know if it'll be at the first one.
Depends if you run across your professor's wife. Okay, what were you saying?
I wrote something down. I have something in my notes as well that's also animal related, kind of on the Yellowstone topics like you had. I wrote down, there's a lot of milk shaming that goes on these days. If you still drink, like, regular 2% milk, people will just, like, let you have it.
You're a psychopath.
I remember one time a girl told me, she's like, really, you don't think that's weird that we drink milk? Do you realize we're the only mammal that drinks another mammal's milk? I'm like, we're the only mammal that does pretty much everything.
Yeah, what do you... I wouldn't do that if I were you. You know, was she butt naked talking to you?
She was chewing on a... She was brushing her teeth.
So you're really fully clothed right now?
Do you realize...
Name another mammal that does that. Name another mammal. Do monkeys wear pants? I wish. I would have been able to get plasma.
Oh, that's funny.
That's a horrible...
We're the only mammal that does pretty much everything that we do. Well, just, really, you're going to sit there typing on a keyboard. You realize we're the only mammal, one of like three mammals that have opposable thumbs in the first place? Right. You're just going to sit there typing?
Yeah.
What a homo sapien move of you.
Wait, so are you looking to like date me respectfully, exclusively? Because name another mammal that does that. You should be out there hollering and grabbing females by... the backside.
Do a dance for me and build a home out of twigs.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll give you a chance to mount me from behind.
Exactly.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky.
And odds are I've already done that six other times today.
Yeah.
You're the only mammal that was
real. Gosh.
My gosh. The nerve.
Yeah. It's just a horrible excuse. It's crazy, man.
So, yeah, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. Glad you like that one.
That is good. That was a date, a recent date, or
this was just like something that someone told me a long time ago always thought about. Just like you realize, it was so profound. Mm-hmm. You realize we're the only mammal that drinks another mammal's milk.
I do. I feel like people are like, "Wow, that's interesting stat." No, it's not. Think about it, man.
Yeah. I'm going through the house buying process right now, so I don't know if there's any like material there. I feel like a lot of people are going through it. I wrote down, you know what they say. Location, location, you will never get one of these because that's how it feels.
Right.
It does not matter what I do
or
who I talk to. It's just gone. It's every day you fall in love with someone and then by 5 p.m. they are married to someone else's dad who paid in cash.
Yeah. Name another mammal.
Once again, another mammal takes it from me.
Name another species that has to do this. It's unfair that we have to do it. You don't see other mammals doing it.
They don't.
Someone said I think they said Yellowstone's like the tightest like grouping of mammals in the country.
Okay.
I was like,
Mumbai, India.
Yeah.
Gotcha beat there.
Gotcha beat there. Okay. There's a ton of people there and a ton of monkeys there.
So double whammy.
Monkeys are mammals? Yeah, they are.
Oh, big time.
That was a dumb question. Monkeys. What's the difference between monkeys and marsupials? Chlamydia?
I think it's just the chlamyd. Because every monkey has syphilis, I think. Most of them do.
And syphilis is a scary one. Because that's in different species too, right? Did that come from another species?
Probably came from just some animal that nobody likes. Skunks or something.
Yeah, skunks,
that's what they spray out. Syphilis is a very pretty word too, which is tricky. Sounds like superfluous.
Mm. It is kind of pretty... A lot of the STDs have a really beautiful, like, chlamydia is like a pretty name.
Yeah. What did I text my... Yeah, chlamydia is a really pretty name.
It is.
Go by...
It's a beautiful word.
Or something. I texted my friend the other day. Alopecia is a really pretty name.
It is.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
Wow.
I like that name.
Like psoriasis is kind of like a dope stage name or something.
Yeah. Yo, it's Jake, a.k.a. Psoriasis.
Psoriasis. Spitting bars.
Yo, it's Jake, a.k.a. Hot Pine Cone, because I'm throwing seed everywhere.
Yeah, because it's hot.
Whoa, wait.
What?
What's up?
I did not like that.
Not like, just like, you know, I went through a breakup and now I'm recovering.
It's DJ Psoriasis. scratching your records and your skin.
It's JT, aka Shingles, cause I'll be over your head, and also you'll be thinking about me for weeks.
Yeah,
I'll be under your skin too.
And everyone's got me in their ears, listening. Chickenpox, shingles. You ever had chickenpox?
Yep, it's fine.
I kind of hardly remember it. It'd be fun to have as an adult, I think, to experience.
I remember I took a bath in some pink stuff.
Yeah.
Does that sound like familiar?
Oatmeal or something.
Pink oatmeal.
My parents purposely gave it to me.
How so? So? By mouth?
I'm suing them.
Oh.
No, at the zoo. I guess some family had it, and they took me and my sister over there. They didn't give me the details of how. I don't know if they're like,
we'll be back in an hour. Hey,
kiss your sister. Like, what am I, Jake? I'm sure you and your sister had it at the same time.
We got it so many times. The news did a story on us.
Every time these siblings get sick, they get it at the same time. More than 9 of 10. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Fun childhood. Fun childhood.
Okay. Fun episode. TreyKennedy.com/tour. Jake will be there. He's doing jokes. I'm doing jokes. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be great. We're finally doing it. Charlotte this Friday. This was the next show, if you don't remember. March 13th, 2020 was Charlotte.
And then Asheville.
And yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. It was the day the tour got canceled. Starting where we left off.
So here we go. Get your tickets. It's going to be a good time.
Can't wait to meet you guys.
Peace. Direct opinion.